This is Akashvani, the news read by Anucha Kumar. Campaigning for Bihar Assembly election has intensified ahead of the first phase of polls. NDA and Mahagathbandhan are levelling charges against each other and making every possible effort to woo the voters. Addressing an election rally at Muzaffarpur in Bihar, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, NDA is committed to ensure ample opportunities in education, healthcare and irrigation sector for the people of Bihar. He said the government will take steps to stop migration from Bihar and create enough employment opportunities in the state. Accusing the opposition, RJD and Congress for misrule in Bihar during their tenure, Mr. Modi alleged that corruption was rampant and the state witnessed no development in their regime. He also criticized the RJD and Congress for making adverse remarks on Chhath festival. He said people of Bihar will not tolerate this insult. On the other hand, Mahagathbandhan chief ministerial face Tejaswi Yadav alleged that political parties exploit Bihar for votes and establish industries in Gujarat, keeping Bihar captive. He asked the people of Bihar to unite and prevent these parties from returning to power. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will begin his two-day visit to Gujarat today. He will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for infrastructure and development projects worth over 1,140 crore rupees in Ekta Nagar, Kevadia today. The projects that will be inaugurated include the Birsa Munda Tribal University in Rajpipla, Vaman Vriksh Vatika, e-bus charging depot and 25 electric buses. Further, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of various projects, including Museum of Royal Kingdoms of India, Sports Complex, Jetty Development near Shulpaneshwar Ghat, and Travelators at the Statue of Unity, among others. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said on the occasion of National Unity Day, a splendid unity parade symbolizing Ek Bharat Shresht Bharat will be held tomorrow at Kevadia in Gujarat. Addressing a press conference at Patna, Mr. Shah said the parade will be unique and on the line of the Republic Day Parade of New Delhi. He added that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the parade, which will be organized at Ekta Nagar every year on the 31st of October. The minister said apart from Central Armed Paramilitary Forces, police forces of states and artists from across the country will attend the function. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will embark on a two-day visit to Malaysia from today to attend the ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus, ADMM Plus, scheduled to be held on the 1st of November. Taking to X, Mr. Singh said the meeting aims to further strengthen defence and security cooperation among ASEAN member states and India and advance the ACT-East policy. According to the Ministry of Defence, during the visit, the minister is also expected to hold bilateral meetings with his counterparts from the participating ADMM Plus nations as well as the senior leadership from Malaysia. US President Donald Trump today said that tariffs on China will be reduced to 47% from the current 57%. Trump, after his meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping in the South Korean city of Busan, said that China will begin buying soybeans from the U.S. immediately. He also said that the rare earth issue has been settled and there will be no more roadblocks on rare earth exports from China. In the ICC Women's ODI World Cup, India will face Australia in the second semi-final at Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 3 p.m. Indian time. Akashvani will broadcast live commentary of the encounter in both English and Hindi from 2:30 p.m. until the end of the play. Earlier, South Africa secured a place in the ICC Women's ODI World Cup final after a commanding 125-run victory over England at the Barasapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati last night. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading 0.5% down in afternoon trade today. The Sensex dropped 436 points to 84,561, while the Nifty dipped 132 points to 25,922 when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.